I love that. And I love all the comments today. It's fantastic. I love the mindsets that are bubbling up out of these morning calls. I think it's fantastic. You know, Tanya brought up a great point during the pre-call. You know, how do you track losing your mind? That was awesome. But the reality is, you know, there's always been a time when I find myself going, okay, I'm losing my mind. I'm stuck. I'm whatever. And I think one of the definitions of losing your mind is to do the same thing over and over again, but expect different results, right? And that's one of the things we get to do here is to take stock of where we are and what's working and what isn't, and giving those daily challenges a try. So I'm very proud of all of you for stepping out of your box and, you know, really trying to figure this out. It's awesome. You know, I come back to the entrepreneurial side of things. I've been using that a lot when I do some demonstrator sessions. I have a few slides that I share with certain people if it feels like the right thing. And it's talking about, you know, what are we doing to fight inflation? What are we doing to get ahead? If you think about it, the stock market grows about 9% a year. And you know, even if you're trying to track inflation, you know, if you're just trying to stay status quo with life, you know, it's, you know, you got to grow. Your business has to grow. Your financial situation has to grow, and you got to keep up, or in a few years, you're going to start to feel some real pressure. And that's what I love. And that's why most people want to become entrepreneurs. First of all, they're a passion. They have a passion. They want to help people. And it's one of the things in that Inc. magazine that I share is that most entrepreneurs, they want to change the world. They want to help people. They want to have something that leaves a legacy in some fashion. And that's kind of what drives them. But they also, they do want to have freedom, and they want to make money. They do, for sure. They want to have that freedom. But what really shines for them is, you know, to make sure there's something that's changing the world. Secondly, if you look at the IRS tables, and I've mentioned this before, so I apologize for being a broken record, but as Tanya and I talked about just a few days ago, repetition is the mother of all skills. So I'm going to say it again, that if you look at the top income earners, according to the IRS tables, most of them didn't do it from just wages in a job. It's from something else that gives them leverage, right? It's a business. It's, you know, whatever other things that can give them that leverage. And so we love what we have, guys. And just like Andy said, you know, people are hungry and they want to make changes. That's what we're looking for. Tanya, we want people with a deep why. We got to find those people. They're out there. The market is big enough for us. We just have to get out there and find that. You know, and that's, if we look at, you know, I mentioned in a couple of weeks, we're going to face a month end. And, you know, there's pressures or problems or, oh my gosh, oops, I'm going to have to try again next month at the end of every month, because you either don't have enough customers or you don't have enough distributors that are helping you leverage, which means your business isn't bringing in enough cash to help you meet your goals. And so, you know, this is the purpose of these calls every single day. And I'm reminded of years and years and years ago, a training that I had, a cassette tape training, and she was talking about how, you know, if you go to the store and you are looking for toothpaste, there's not just one kind of toothpaste. There's all kinds of toothpaste, and some of them are similar, but some of them, they have a differentiator in their toothpaste. And I mean, think about different toothpaste and just kind of throw out some things. What are some things that toothpaste, this is something we all, you know, most people use a toothpaste every single day, so this is something that's a broad market. But what are some things that toothpaste do that are differentiators? If you were to just go look at the wall of toothpaste on the shelf at a store, what would be things that they put on the outside of their box
whitening
that make them different? Whitening. Great.
Whitening.
Great. Okay.
Do you gum
think
repair.
A lot of people that gum repair, very good.
Breath.
Anybody
savers?
Else? Breath. Yeah, breath saver. Ooh, that's a very good one. Any others that come off the top of your brain?
Fluoride.
So, you know, fluoride. And someone else said something?
Enamel. Helps your enamel.
Enamel. Okay. So not all toothpastes are the same, right? Even though everybody wants toothpaste, everybody buys toothpaste, but sometimes they're looking for something different. So if you're trying to sell toothpaste to someone who doesn't want tooth whitening, they want their breath taken care of, what's going to happen if you try to sell a whitening toothpaste to someone who doesn't care about whiter teeth, they care about their breath? What's going to happen?
They're not going to buy it.
Okay, thank you. They're not going to buy it. They're going to go, oh, I'm not. They're going to say, no, thanks. I'll just stick with the toothpaste I've got, right? Everybody has a toothpaste. And so part of what we're trying to do here in forming and following up is we're trying to find the people who want what we have, right? We're definitely wanting that. I saw just this week another analogy that I thought really works for us guys. And I'm going to use the example, if you were to open up a hot dog stand, okay? Now, Steve loves this analogy. It's one of his four food groups, ribs, chicken fingers, hot dogs, and chocolate. Well, not chocolate so much anymore because he's been really great about, you know, added sugars. But hot dog stand, if there were four traits, I'm going to give you four traits, and you could only choose one, I want to hear which one you would choose. Okay, this was coming from a professor in an entrepreneurial class. So you're going to open up a hot dog stand. Which one of these traits would you choose, and why? And here's the four traits. Would you choose location? Would you choose quality? Would you choose low prices? Or would you choose best taste? I'm going to give those to you again. You're going to open a hot dog stand. You can choose one trait that's going to make you, that's going to have your, that's your standout trait. Is it location, quality, low prices, or best taste?
Best taste.
Okay, none of the above.
Why would you go for best taste? Okay, why best taste? We got some that are on for best taste. Why would that be?
Because that'll bring people back. It's something desirable, and it'll be unique to you, and it's a niche.
Yep.
Okay.
And
what
people
else?
Will
Somebody
talk
else?
About it. People talk about the experience, not the how much they paid or whatever, but people will tell people, and then they'll start saying, hey, these are the best hot dogs in town.
Okay, so when you go to Costco and there's a hot dog, why do you buy a hot dog at Costco? Is it because it's the best tasting
Usually
hot dog
price.
Ever?
No, taste.
Price,
right? It's price. Absolutely priced. So what did Costco choose for their hot dog stand? Do you think they sell a lot of hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
They choose price.
What about at a baseball game? The person is carrying hot dogs that were cooked 40 minutes ago.
Ugh. That's convenient.
And they're bringing it, and they're bringing it right to you.
I don't know.
Hot dogs
always taste
better.
For
some reason, they taste good.
Hot dogs always taste better at baseball games. I don't know why.
Okay.
Because that's all they offer, too.
And I'm back on taste right. Again with Andy.
Okay, so there's a hot dog place here in Salt Lake City. And, you know, Steve and I will go grab this hot dog. It is not a cheap hot dog. For sure. And it's called J-Dogs. But they are. I'm with you guys. It's the best. But guess what the professor said? Here's what his answer was. Any guesses on what he said? I'm going to just tell you.
Location.
Your quality, the one quality you want to choose is a starving crowd.
Location.
If you have a hungry crowd... It won't matter, right? Location, quality, low prices, best thing, won't matter.
So you're saying it was a trick question.
It is a trick question. Of course it is. Because that's what you're
You've got a captive audience when you're at a game.
If you have a hungry crowd, you don't need to sell them for low prices. You can sell them for $10 a dog, right? If you're the only dog in town and they're hungry, they'll pay whatever it takes. You know, Steve tells a story. When he was in his Thermax days, and he was talking, it was when they were up, what were they climbing, Steve? And it was really hot. It was in South America, Chichen Itza, something. You're on mute.
Yeah, it was the, we took a group to Chichen Itza in Mexico, and they had, of course, the pyramids there, which are unbelievable to, try to picture how people constructed those things. And, you'd climb, they had this chain down the middle, and you'd climb to the top of the pyramid. But when we did it, it was like 100 and some degrees. It was in the middle of summer. And when we came down.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, when we came down, there was a guy with a little, like an ice cream cart selling popsicles.
How many people do you think bought those popsicles?
Oh, man.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah, there were people that even, they went all the way down to Chichen Itza. When they saw the popsicle cart or climbing the pyramid, they chose just to go stand in line at the popsicle cart.
And the short end of the story is, no pun intended on end, the short end of the story is?
Well, they ended up, because we all know about the water in Mexico. Apparently the popsicles were made from the water right there. And the next day we were on the airplane as a group. And it was terrible, guys. It was terrible, terrible, terrible.
That did not happen to me.
But I gotta just tell you, that was the best tasting popsicle at the moment I had it. So
that's right. That's right. So, and my point to this, guys, is obviously we want to serve the people who will pay us what we are worth, right? We have fantastic products that change people's lives. We have an even more fantastic business opportunity, and we're out there trying to locate those people who are, it's our prime market. We want the hungry ones, right? I always say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So don't try to make him drink. And you can put salt in their oats and see if they're really thirsty. It's kind of, one of the things that Tanya talked about yesterday was, okay, I heard you say you don't like your job. Are you serious about doing something about that? I hear that you don't have enough time. Are you serious about doing something about that? Because what you're looking for is people with real pain. Everybody says they'd like to lose weight. Not everybody's willing to do what it takes. And sometimes it's because they've tried and it didn't work. They've tried and they had to get, and they were deprived of foods they really wanted. They tried and it made them angry. They tried and they, there's lots of reasons why. And there's a lot of people who would love to have a leveraged business opportunity in network marketing. But guess what? They tried and it didn't work. They tried and they were embarrassed. They tried and they walked away feeling stupid. And that's okay. It's just we have something that we can say we help people do network marketing and hold their head high. You don't have to say it that way. But if someone's feeling like if they're biting back at you about network marketing, they obviously have a reason for saying that, right? And so you want to find people who have a really serious pain. They have purchasing power to take care of it. And it's people who you are willing to go find. And sometimes you do have to say next, but you want to let the people who have a serious pain and will do something about it, not somebody who's just a serious complainer. You get to sift and sort through that. And everybody says they want health and wealth. It's the two biggest market demographics in our kind of marketing channel. And what we have to do is just like toothpaste, we get to shine our differentiators. There's a book called Blue Ocean and Red Ocean. And Red Ocean is where everybody's selling the same thing and they're swapping the water. There's 1,000 boats, little boats in the harbor trying to get out to sea. And they're all stuck on price and they're all stuck on all the same misnomers that we all feel. And they all bite into, our products are, too expensive, or people don't have the money, or people, whatever we tell ourselves that keep us in the bay with all the other little boats in the Red Ocean. And guys, we aren't that. We're a freaking blue ocean. And I know every one of you are feeling very proud of that. The key here is, who are the little tugboats we're going to take with us to get out there in the ocean? Who are the sailboats we're going to get out there and go sail with us? And so, one of the things we're going to do next week is it's a short week. There's only 3 days, so it'll be really tough for us to get all our lessons in just 3 days. and because of Thanksgiving. And so we're going to do a little mini series next week, and it's going to be all about, you know, finding the hungry people and knowing how to do the difference between somebody who is serious about change, serious about doing what they want, but and those who are just venting, and how we can go target our market, because it is out there, and strike the match and turn it upside down. But as an example of what I want to do before we go, I want you to think about, I want you to take one product or one pack, and I'm going to give you an example of this, and I want you to come back tomorrow with the first tip of a differentiator and think toothpaste, right? Yeah, I sell toothpaste, but my toothpaste helps people with whitening. I know that's really simple, but it's like, so then they can, I help people with toothpaste that sells whitening, so that they are not afraid to smile big old smiles without feeling like they got corn in their teeth, right? So I'm going to use the example of Shape Your Body, because we call it Shape Your Body for a reason. We've been covering Shape Your Body this month. And, you know, we can say I help people who have tried to lose weight in the past and didn't feel like it worked because they felt like they were going to have to eat foods they didn't like, foods that taste like cardboard. They were going to have to starve themselves. They weren't going to have any energy, and they were going to fail all over again. I help those people that really want to do something about it. Okay, I want to work on some of these things that are what's different about what we have, and but in the terms of from the consumer standpoint, I help people want to lose weight that have felt nothing but failure every time they've tried. Right? I help people lose weight that are afraid they won't have the willpower, quote unquote willpower. Well, what if I could tell you you could eat all you want and still lose weight, right? So I want some ideas. Let's share some of the ideas. I know you guys have these, and that this is kind of a practice of some of the things we're going to be doing next week. So thanks for humoring me today. We're going to differentiate ourselves and go out there and find the hungry people who really want to get out there and make a difference. Thanks,
oh,
everybody.
Great time.